ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Jim Jordan will be on the program in about 15 minutes. Hello, America. I'm Mark Levin. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Nobody do a regular, hello, America. Hello. It's a pleasure. Thank you for being here. We have a Levin surge going on right this moment, 202-224-3121, and that is the Capitol Hill number, 202-224-3121. Let's shut down the lines, folks. What do you say? All of you. All of you. Just grab your cell phone or whatever you use to make phone calls. Let's do this. We can do this. Everybody ready? Hey, let's do this. Levinites, everybody listen. Some of you in your cars, you know, just be careful. Dinner tables, at other events. Many of you are already staring at your iPhone anyway. I find that to be the case in most instances, don't you, Mr. Producer? Okay, we'll dial 202-224-3121. I'll wait. Let's wait 30 seconds while everybody gets this done. Let's do this together. Seriously. Like a course. I'm part of it. Let's dial 202-224-3121, the Capitol Hill line, 202-224-3121. If they're not jammed up, they're going to ask you for the name of your senator or congressman. You want the name of your congressman because the Senate's already voted. You'll get into there, probably voicemail, or some 12-year-old intern will answer the phone, but usually it's a voicemail, and leave a very polite message, something like, "Hi, I'm Ernie Grabowski." Now, don't say Ernie Grabowski. Whatever your name is, I am your constituent. I voted for you. And I expect you to vote for Donald Trump's bill. And we will be monitoring this. I say this in all due respect. But we need our tax cuts, and ICE and the Border Patrol need to be backed up. And all the other things in the bill that are important, particularly if you don't, we're going to have a massive tax increase. So please do vote yes. Goodbye and good yontif. Anyway, something like that. So this is a Levin surge. Let's load up these calls. Let's all do it right now. Well, you know, maybe I'll do it tomorrow. I got a headache. My ass hurts. No, right now. Let's do it. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. This is how we help the country. This is what we did on election night with President Trump, and I think contributed mightily to his landslide, because we were the last program in with the biggest reach, really, of most programs, certainly at night, any program in the evening. And so here we are again at a fateful moment. And look, you're not going to get credit for this. I'm not going to get credit for this. This isn't about credit. This is about doing the right thing. 202-224-312, and we have a Levin surge on right now. We hope you'll participate. Those of you who have been listening the first 2 hours, I hope you've enjoyed some of my new book on power. I've delved into it more deeply than I ever have, and we'll do that from time to time. And you can see how it links into things that are going on and why it's important to know what's in the book, to understand it, to appreciate it, and share it with family members and friends and wherever you can. See, you're the Thomas Paines. You're the Paul Revere's. I'm simply an author here, and I want to provide the millions and millions of you who are out there with what I have found in a way that I believe is useful, because ideas do have consequences. Word of mouth is very, very important. If you just influence one, two, three, five people, but even one person, you know that impact is huge, because that person talks to somebody else too. It's amazing. I went to this wonderful Christians United for Israel event on Monday. I can't tell you how many people come up to me and say, you know, I used to be a liberal, then I listened to you. Byron Donalds talks about this, how he was in his car driving in New York, which he's originally from, and he was pretty much a lefty, and he said, who the hell is this guy who's yelling at me on the radio? I'm intrigued by this. He will tell you the story. He tells the story all the time. He's a good guy. And he says, I started listening to what this guy said. Okay, I want you to read this book on power. It's priced so low, it's discounted. I've done everything I can other than to knock on your door and hand it to you. And I want you to check it out. And those of you who are in the California area, or at least in the West, we're going to have our own conversation. An intimate conversation, you know, just them, you, and me. And check that out at the Reagan Library. You go to ReaganFoundation.org/Levin. ReaganFoundation.org/Levin. And when we started this program, they were 80% sold out. 80% in one day. So that's why I want to encourage those of you who are interested to jump in. And there will be a few stragglers, and we'll remind you tomorrow so you remember over the weekend. But if there's anything left, I mean, I'm just being honest with you. I'm trying to be helpful, actually. We still have these lower court judges who don't get haven't gotten the message from the Supreme Court. Judge blocks order barring asylum access at border and gives administration 2 weeks to appeal. Now listen to this arrogant SOB, and he's an Obama judge. It's Randolph Moss. I know who he is, a big lefty. A federal judge said today that an order by President Trump suspending asylum access at the southern border was unlawful, throwing into doubt one of the key pillars of the president's plan to crack down on migration at the southern border. So you see, we have the unelected tyrants. We have tyrants that want to get elected. We have tyrants that are in the bureaucracy. But this guy, apparently he didn't hear what the Supreme Court did last Friday. No, he's giving them the finger. But he put the ruling on hold for 2 weeks to give the government time to appeal. Now, the problem in the Washington, D.C. area is the appellate court is heavy with Obama and Biden appointees. Under Obama, they actually added more seats under Harry Reid so they could plant even more radical Democrats in there. It is a very radical court. It used to be a very solid constitutionalist court. So the Democrats changed it and destroyed it. So if I were the administration, I would move quickly to try and find an avenue, get to the Supreme Court and say, hey, court, you just ruled Friday. This guy's a rogue outlier here. We need you to tell him to cut it out. U.S. District Judge Randolph Moss in Washington, D.C. said his order blocking Trump's policy will take effect July 16th. He wrote that neither the Constitution nor immigration law gives the president an extra statutory, extra regulatory regime. Hey, pal, the Constitution doesn't even mention your job, let alone give you a damn thing. And where is your statutory power to do what you did? Since your power in terms of the breadth of what you have jurisdiction over comes from Congress. You have no power whatsoever. And Barrett was exactly right. You don't have the power to check the executive branch. You have to rule what's in your court, what's there. And now there you go, basically, with an order that reaches far beyond your district. That's number one. And number two, you're trying to impose your will. The Homeland Security Department did not immediately respond to requests, but an appeal is likely. Yeah, I'd say so. I understand the Homeland Security Advisory Council met today. I was unable to attend, and I believe they're meeting tomorrow, too. I do want to get into the groove of things over there, but I need to do my radio show. So if there's a conflict, I do my radio show. But don't be worried. I'm on there. Oh, yeah. I'm on there. And they have a number of good people on there. Rudy's on there. Of course, the media mock it. Oh, by the way, there's this guy at this left-wing Israeli paper called Haaretz. And he fancies himself, they gave him a title, the Washington, D.C. Senior whatever correspondent. And he's desperate to come on this radio show. And he leaves the dumbest texts. Maybe I'll publish them, maybe I won't. You know, I've listened to you for years, and I don't agree with anything you say, but that's the fun of it. Now, this is a journalist, Rich. Do you believe that? I've listened to you for years, but I don't agree with anything you say, but that's not a journalist. That's a left-wing kook opinion writer. But this so-called news outlet is notorious for being radical left. Notorious. He wants to know when I post things if it influences POTUS. First of all, how the hell do I know? Secondly, why would I even talk to him? Why would I talk to him? Somebody calls me from Pravda or Al Jazeera. Am I going to talk to them, Mr. Producer? Why would I give him an audience of 14 and a half million people when he probably is 12? There, pal, I answered you. I'll be right back.
Much lovin'.
Wings of Summer, Butterflies at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, open now through August 10th.
Featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden within Turtle Bay's wildlife woods in Paul Bunyan's forest camp.
Release an emerging butterfly, feed them, and identify each species. Perfect for nature enthusiasts of all ages.
Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay is presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery.
Now through August 10th.
Free for members, included with admission.
Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with two matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical, Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
We all know Americans are still recovering from the record inflation of the last 4 years. Now some in Congress want to make cuts to Medicaid, a program that provides critical health care to 72 million struggling Americans, including veterans, people with disabilities, kids, and your friends and neighbors. 40% of American births are covered by Medicaid, and Medicaid covers health care costs for a third of children with cancer. Working families rely on this program. It has 77% support. Nearly 9 in 10 Americans oppose Medicaid cuts. Did you know that 12 million Medicaid families live in rural communities? Many of these people voted for President Trump, but they didn't vote for this. If Congress cuts Medicaid, a lot of rural hospitals could close, and a lot of rural families will be hurt. No matter how you look at it, cutting Medicaid just doesn't make sense. Tell Congress not to cut Medicaid. Our health and our communities depend on it. Paid for by the Coalition to Strengthen America's Healthcare.
From now on, the destiny of the whole world is in your hands.
Mark Levin is back on your radio.
It's a pleasure to have our friend, Chairman Jim Jordan, on the program. Been a while. Jim, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Probably exhausted, aren't you, from all this legislative...
How
in the hell can you accommodate everybody when you got about a 3-vote majority? I mean, I don't know who the hell would want to be Speaker of the House, for God's sake.
Yeah, it's a tough job, and... I think this bill's as good as it's going to get. The vote was 50-50 in the Senate. The vice president had to come break the tie. So you're going to make changes to it in a conservative direction when the two of the three who voted against it in the Senate were more moderate senators in Senator Collins and Senator Tillis. So I think this bill's pretty darn good, and we should pass it. And I think that's going to happen today. I really do. We'll just have to wait and see.
Every now and then, Congressman, we have what we call a Levin surge around here to load up the calls on Capitol Hill, and
yeah.
We began one about an hour ago because, look, here's the bottom line. The bottom line is we need these tax cuts, or we're going to have a massive increase. We need to give support to our brave ICE and Border Patrol people, and there's a lot more in there that's good. Do we want more cut? 100%. But where are you going to do it? Who's going to do that? I mean, honestly...
Right.
The point is, you're not going to get it in the Senate. You don't have enough votes in the House. If we had a 10-20 vote cushion, maybe, or maybe 3 or 4 more in the Senate, then I get it. We're barely holding on by our teeth here to get this done.
I totally agree. And you know, Mark, you know this is a good bill because the Democrats hate it. And the reason they hate it is because it actually empowers people. It empowers Americans. It empowers families. It says to families, guess what? We're going to let you keep more of your money. We're going to cut your taxes. We're not going to have taxes on tips. Hardworking people who work for tips. So it's empowering families. It says to moms and dads, guess what? We now have in the tax code a provision that's going to promote school choice because we think you should decide where your kid goes to get the best education. It says to able-bodied people in our welfare system who are getting your money, your listeners' money. It says, guess what? You're now going to have to work if you want to get that money. That's good for taxpayers. That's good for our economy. It's good for that person. And as you point out, Mark, we did this in our committee. It allocates resources so that we keep the border secure. The border that President Trump's already made secure, we keep it secure by having more ICE agents, more detention spaces, money for the wall, money for judges, money for flights to repatriate people. That's all in this bill, and we're not going to vote for it after Senator Johnson, Senator Lee, Senator Cruz, Senator Lummis, Senator Scott, conservatives voted for it in the Senate. You got to be kidding me. Of course we're going to vote for this thing. It makes good sense.
And the way this system works is, like it or not, we the people have sent these people to Congress, and we're stuck with what some of these people, because some of the knuckleheads in our citizenry voted with them. And wouldn't it be great if we could wave a magic wand and say, you know what, my way or the highway. So I watched some of these guys. Some of them are my friend, congressman, or my friend. You can't battle your way out of a paper bag. I mean, you're there long enough. You know what we're dealing with here. So I feel like many of them should get out during the election cycle and help us elect more conservatives. Some of them, you know, they keep pulling in money for themselves. They're in relatively safe districts. They call my show and say, please, can I come on? I have a better idea. Let's get some more of our guys elected so we can make more cuts, right?
Well said. Here's the other thing I think is important for us all to remember, and you understand this. Momentum is important. It's important in sports. It's important in politics. And right now, President Trump is, it's a wave of momentum. We've seen the numbers, his approval numbers amongst Republicans and base voters and all kinds of Americans are off the charts. We just had the successful operation in Iran. He just went to NATO, got those countries to ante up more for the defense of our country and their countries. And of course, we have a secure border that he's done in the first 7 months of his presidency. And now we're going to stop a bill that cuts taxes for American families? Are you kidding me? So I think we need to remember that as well. It makes so much sense just to pass this thing. Now, we got some other things we got to deal with. I get that. We'll get with them down the road. But let's get this thing passed and let the president sign it on the 4th of July, for goodness sake. That'd be great.
And this really is a pro-growth bill. That's the focus. And that, like he put out this morning, and that was very Reagan-esque, too. He's saying, look, we need to slash these taxes. We're going to reindustrialize America. We need to have a massive economic expansion in these tax cuts, most of which go to the middle class, and these tax cuts are what are going to... Look, Kennedy did it, and Reagan did it, and Trump did it before. They always work to grow the economy, don't they?
Yeah, whenever you let regular people keep their money and not give it to the bureaucracy here in D.C., not give it to the government agencies, whenever you give it to the people... It's better spent. It's good for them, their future, their goals, their dreams, their kids, and our economy and our country. That is just fundamental Republican principle, but it's the truth. So, again, I can't believe we're and I don't think we're going to. I think it's going to pass sometime today, maybe late tonight still, but I think it is going to pass, and it should pass because it's good for the country.
Let me remind my listeners, this is a Levin Surge, 202-224-312, and that's the Capitol Hill line. They're going to ask you for the name of your senator, congressman. Tell them the name of your congressman. Leave a very polite voicemail, if there's any room left on the voicemail, and tell them to vote for the Trump bill. That's what you want at time. I want to overwhelm these lines. I want to really push in, because every now and then we got to get involved at the grassroots. That's what we do on this show, and make something happen. And that's us. It's our country. We got to make it happen. Now, you make a great point. Wouldn't it be strange indeed if it's the Republicans who blunt Trump's massive progress in the first 6 months? That's insane, is it not?
I mean, sometimes I think we have to be careful that we don't miss the forest for the trees here and understand that the big picture sense, look at the momentum that we are generating as a party that President Trump, under his leadership, is generating for our party, for our country. I don't think we want to stymie that in any way. So, like I said, let's get this passed. We can move on to some other things we got to deal with. I get all that. But this makes so much sense to me because, Democrats hate it. They hate this bill. And that should tell us a lot. Not one single Democrat is supporting it. Conservatives in the Senate, conservatives in the House, conservatives like Mark Levin are supporting it. That's why it makes sense, I think, as well, to pass this thing.
Jim Jordan, I heard it from God himself, Hakeem Jeffries, who said thousands of people, tens of thousands, are going to lose their lives if this bill is passed. Let us engage on that point after the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back with the great Jim Jordan. You know, Americans love using their credit cards, one of the most secure and hassle-free ways to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com, guardyourcard.com, paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed & Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed & Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed & Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
Mark the pen, the thunder on the right. Call in now, 877-381-3811.
We're here with our friend, Jim Jordan. Being a thunder on the right. Jim, you've been in Congress how long now?
18 years.
Is it getting dumber in there or what? The rhetoric that these people use now on the left, it's like thousands of people are going to die. And I'm going, what the hell are these fools talking about? What the hell are these fools talking about? I don't even know.
Yeah, it's not even true. Somehow, you know, you're making people work who are getting public assistance, a work requirement for able-bodied men, able-bodied adults. Somehow that's kicking people off and taking health care from them. It makes no sense. But I always say, not all Democrats are crazy, but the left that controls their party is. And you can go issue by, it is crazy to defund the police. It is crazy not to have a border. It is crazy to let men compete against women in sports. It's crazy to blame President Trump for the riots in L.A. because he sent troops out there to stop the riots in L.A. And you can just keep, it's crazy to let a Chinese spy balloon fly clear across the country and then shoot it down. I think Mark Levin would have probably shot it down before it went across the country. I know Trump 100%. Would have. I know I would have. I mean, it's like,
yes.
Yeah, it's like, so every position the left takes
and
is...
And Jim, I hate to say it, I've got enough weapons to do it, too. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the position they took on the successful operation in Iran. God bless you, yeah. Mark, for what you've been doing, how you've been standing up for the truth, for the
Thank
state
you.
Of Israel, our best friend. I was asked this question, they said, was what we did in Iran, the successful mission, was that for strategic reasons or moral reasons? I said it's for all the above. This
mm-hmm.
is a special relationship between our great country and that amazing country. It is truly, if it's Judeo-Christian, it's cultural, it's religious, it's moral, it's strategic, it's all of that. And the left to critique that in the way they did, God bless you for what you've done. But again, it just highlights every crazy position the entity or the people who've now taken over the Democrat Party, the radical left, every position they take is just that crazy.
Can you notice how these Democrats, even in New York, they're walking back from this guy, this Gillibrand? Oh, I'm sorry if I criticized you for global intifada. Excuse me. What the hell happened to you? I mean, it's that. What
yeah,
do you apologize?
Yeah,
they've lost their moral compass completely, Jim.
Yeah, but it's because that's. It's unfortunate. One of the great major parties in our country, the greatest country ever, is now controlled by the radicals, controlled by the left. That's the energy in the party, and people who you would think know better, probably do know better, I think are in many ways afraid to in any way critique the radical element that has so much energy and influence in their party.
You predict this thing will pass and pass within 24 hours, then? I mean, predictions are predictions.
I do.
But you get a feel for this.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I think the number of people who said they were going to vote for against the rule, I think that number is getting smaller. I think the president's had a number of conversations with people, the speaker and others have had as well. So I do think we're going to get this passed. And as we talked about in the previous segment, I think this is just good for the country, good for American families.
And we're getting this grassroots movement. This audience is activist, like no other audience in radio.
Yep.
I'm being very honest.
Yep.
That's what we do here. Jim Jordan. Yep. God bless you, my friend. Hopefully I'll see you one of these days.
You too.
All right.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself.
Keep up the great work, Mark. We really appreciate it. Take care, man.
Thank you. God bless. He's a great guy. Just terrific. Solid as a rock. You know what? Let's take some calls here. Jim, Naperville, Illinois, the great WLS. Jim, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic, Mark, and thank you very much for your call to have a call into the Washington and let them know what we think. I did make that call, and I wish that every Levin listener would get off their butts and talk to their friends and have their friends that don't necessarily listen to the show make the call. I live in Illinois. I'm stuck with Sean Kasten. I still made the call and let them know exactly on their voicemail, let them know exactly where I stand and why I stand. And let them know that I'm very vocal, I'm very articulate about it when I'm in the public space. So you know, even though you know, one voice can influence maybe 20 other people, 10 other people, you know, whatever.
So true.
You know,
so
in the
true.
Same district.
God bless you, brother. I'm with you, Daniel, Winchester, Virginia, the great WMAL. Daniel, go right ahead.
Yeah, first I wanted to say happy 4th of July to you. You're truly
thank you.
The great Uh-oh. One.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to talk just a second about your transistor radio story.
You mean where I was growing up and I had the transistor radio next to my bed?
Exactly. Now, I think that you should go on eBay, find that transistor radio, and I know in your bunker you have right behind your, I mean, if I'm looking at you, right behind your right shoulder is a monitor and a bookshelf. I think you should put the transistor radio right there above your shoulder to complete you because, or complete the bunker, because that is you, that's where you started.
Maybe I'll look for that. That's not a bad idea if any of them are around anymore. Radio Shack.
I actually went to eBay and found all the vintage ones. I was going to buy you one and
no,
give it to you.
Thank you.
But I wanted to get the exact one, so that's why I'm calling, suggesting it for you, to you to do it. So you.
By the way, I had one that must have lasted like 12 years. It's unbelievable. Then I had a really tiny one. I thought it was cool, and I would use that one when it was late at night. My parents thought I was asleep, you know, and I would kind of hide that one. Daniel, you're great. Thank you for your call, man. Appreciate you very much. Scott, Louisville, Kentucky, on the Mark Levin app. Go. Oh, you just told me that. I apologize. Sylvia, Ontario, California, on the Mark Levin app. How are you, Sylvia?
Sylvia from Windsor, Ontario, Canada. I've been a listener for years. Wow. I commend you for an excellent program. I'm a strong supporter of President Trump. And let's be united for liberty, justice, and love. And let's be hopeful. Let's be positive. When I look out my window, I can see the Gordie Howe Bridge. And
oh, I
it's
apologize. It's Canada. I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. Gordie
yes.
Howe Bridge.
Oh, yes.
We all remember him. He was fantastic.
He was a very fine human being.
Yeah.
And he represents everything that's good. So let's keep on. They want us, the fascists, you call them the Marxists, whatever you want to call them, they want us to lose faith in our institutions, ourselves, our future. We mustn't lose faith.
All right.
Be positive. Americans and Canadians united for advancement.
Oh, I like, hold on. That's A-C-U-A. A-C-U-A. Very good. Everything needs letters, you know. Thank you, Sylvia. That's great. Appreciate it very much. KSFO Doug, Oakland, California. Doug, how are you?
Oh, Mark, it's great to talk to you. I've been an admirer for years. I'm 71 years old. I'm up here in Northern California. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my big thing.
You got to come over to the Reagan Library in August. All of you Californians, let's go. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's SoCal. But, you know. But anyway, I'm 71. I'm a little older than you. I started voting Republican for Reagan. And, you know.
Reagan turned a lot of Democrats Republican, by the way, including my in-laws.
That's
Reagan
right.
Had a big impact, like Trump has.
And I know you. Yeah, and I know you're from Philly, and we're on the 1 yard line. You know what it's time for, Mark? The tush push.
It is, baby. Good. Great point. Yeah. Time
tush.
For a tush push. Yeah.
Very Thank good. You, Mark.
All right, brother. That's a good call, Doug. We had a lot of good calls. What could happen, Mr. Producer? Renee on the Levin app in Delaware, New Castle County. I know exactly where it is. How are you, Renee?
I'm doing fine, Mark. How are you tonight?
I'm doing okay, thank you.
Great. Happy 4th to you.
You too.
Thanks. I just want to weigh in on this whole hijacking of the Democrat Party by the Marxist faction. I think, as people pointed out, they're scared of these people. I think that those of us who believe in the promise of America, whether we were born here or became citizens here the right way, I think we need to fight them with the positivity and with the institutions that we know run correctly under the Constitution and get things back on track.
You are very good. You and the young lady who called from Canada. You're both right on, and so are the guys, by the way, but you're both right on. I want to thank you for your beautiful call. And don't forget, everybody who's listening now, in addition to those calling in, I need you to call 202-224-3121. That's the Capitol Hill line. They'll ask you the name of your senator or congressman. Give them the name of your congressman. 202-224-312, and you'll be sent to the voicemail. They count the votes, and that's how these people live. So let them know where you want them to vote. You want them to vote for the Trump bill because of the tax cuts, and it helps the border, and that's the way it is. And be polite, but tell them, look, you're my congressman. I vote. I'm active. I speak out, and I expect you to vote for the Trump bill. That's what you need to do, and you can do it right now. We take a little break. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Kick off your week with straight up facts. Tune in to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for unbiased reporting, we deliver the real deal on what's happening in our county. Crisp updates and honest discussions that matter. Got a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or DM them at townhallbrief on linktree.com. The Town Hall Brief, your trusted source for local news, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-led company, believes every man and woman who has faithfully served this country deserves to proudly fly an American flag that was made in America. That's why Pure Talk is on a mission to give an allegiance flag, the highest quality American flag ever, to 1,000 U.S. veterans in time for the patriotic holidays. Switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk today. Know that you're supporting a company that will be providing these high-quality flags made in America to deserving veterans, with plans from just 20 $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data. You can enjoy America's most dependable 5G network while cutting your cell phone bill, in many cases, in half. The average Pure Talk family saves over $1,000 a year. Just dial #250, say the keyword Mark Levin, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service will get you switched hassle-free in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial #250 and say Mark Levin to switch to a wireless company that supports our veterans. Switch to Pure Talk.
There's a reason liberals line up for a smackdown. Free government cheese from Mark Levin.
I feel bad we have to leave the show soon here, you know? So a little bit of bookkeeping near the end of the show here. Don't forget, we have a Levin Surge on. It's very important. It's now or never, folks. Now or never. No matter where you are in the country, what time you're hearing my voice, dial 202-224-3121. These guys are working late into the night, and so we need to call them. 202-224-3121. That is the Capitol Hill board. They will ask you for the name of your senator or congressman. Give them the name of your congressman. Make sure you call and you know the name. They'll put you through to voicemail and just say, hey, look, Congressman fill in the blank. I live in your district. I voted for you. And I really expect you to vote for President Trump's bill. Everything's on the table now. This is the best it's going to get. And so we're going to be monitoring this. Say it respectfully. And say, but it's not asking you too much to vote for a tax cut and to support our law enforcement on the border, among other things. And that's what we expect you to do. Politely. Politely. That's number one. Number two, I will know at the end of the program where we stand at the Reagan Library, if there's anything left. Again, if you want to get in there, I recommend you do it now. This program, it moves from the east to west in different time zones and everything, and people pick up the show later, and as they hear it, they act. And wherever you are, that's how it works. So it's Sunday, August 17th. It's going to be a grand old time. We're going to have a hell of a lot of fun. ReaganFoundation.org/Levin. ReaganFoundation.org/LEVIN. We have a lot to celebrate, too. And I hope you'll sign up. When I began the program, 80% of the seats were gone. So that's why I'm warning you. I'm not warning you. I'm just giving you a heads up. Let's do it that way. That's not right. I'm giving you a heads up. And we'd love you to be part of us, part of the event. You know, in times like these, our fellow citizens, many of them, they diversify. They diversify with gold. Why? Because paper is paper. Certificates are certificates. Gold is gold. Gold has stood the test of time for thousands and thousands of years, not just decades. It's a real asset. You can hold it. It's not a promise on paper. It's not backed by government. It's the true market system. And it doesn't get wiped out when markets crash or the value of the dollar goes down. So when you diversify, to me, that's certainly one of the things you want to have. Now, adding gold to your retirement portfolio is a very powerful way to protect your savings. And Advantage Gold is the company I trust. I've dealt with others. They are the best of the best as far as I'm concerned. And they'll show you how to legally move money from your IRA and 401k into physical gold and silver. No gimmicks, just solid protection and peace of mind. That's what they do. They do it every day. Call them today at 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. It's never too late to diversify and make your portfolio stronger and secure. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. Again, they're there right now, 800-900-8000. And our friends at Blaze TV, that would be me, myself, and I, and all of our other wonderful hosts and wonderful producers and directors. We've really kept our costs down. In 9 years, we've never increased the price of an annual subscription. In fact, we're going to offer you a discount. Why? It's July 4th, Independence Day. We're in a good mood, and we want as many people to join us as possible. As many people as possible. You're going to get the kind of broadcasting, digital TV, that is not available anywhere else on the earth. You're going to say, I'm telling you now, I've heard it every day, everywhere I go. Mark, I wish I had. You don't have to wish you had. Jump in. This is the kind of platform many of you have been asking for, and it's right here, right now. It's right here, right now. And you'll be joining millions and millions of us who are participating in this process. You can subscribe to Blaze TV, and it's very easy to do. For just $8 a month, that's 26 cents a day, you can stand with us. Use promo code Levin at LevinTV.com/Levin. Some people, you can watch it 24/7 every day of the year. When there's holidays, we're still running. And I just think it's a very exciting opportunity. The value is certainly there. It's a great value proposition. $8 a month, 26 cents a day. And just go to LevinTV.com/Levin, LEVIN TV.com/Levin, and use promo code Levin, again, LEVIN. And this is how we expand this program platform, and we add additional hosts, and I know you're going to love it. How do I know? Because of the feedback. Okay, let's continue, shall we, America? I think we shall. Marion, Atlanta, Georgia. Mark Levin App, how are you?
Mark, I'm great, and my God, happy 4th of July. I just want to quickly say, people, get your tickets. We got ours today. We got our flights because we're from Georgia. We're going to fly to Florida on Friday to see you because we don't want to miss the Sabbath. We'll celebrate the Sabbath Friday, but we're taking a chance not to, you know, have a flight on Sunday and miss you.
So you're going to the Reagan Library is what you're saying.
Can't wait.
Oh, that'll be exciting.
It's been on my
Thank
list.
You. Well, God bless you, ma'am. I know you're going to love it. Take care of yourself. Isn't that great? We get people at the Reagan Library from all over the country because it's a different experience. If you haven't tried it, it's a different experience. People who've done it, they love it. And as far as I know, there's not even any tickets. I don't know. Just give it a shot. ReaganFoundation.org/Levin. ReaganFoundation.org/LEVN. Mark, why do you keep talking? It's 2 days. We want the place to fill up. We want to have a lot of fun, a lot of energy. And that's what we want to do. And Bergen County, New Jersey, the great WABC, how are you?
Mark Levin, thank you for giving me a chance every night to sing along with the Star Spangled Banner.
Wonderful.
I enjoy that every night. My dog looks at me a little funny, but I do it anyway. So I joined the surge, Mark. I called the office of Josh Gottheimer.
Gottheimer
He's
Schmidt.
One of those. Oh, my goodness. He's a
zero. He's a phony. He's pretend moderate. And, of course, when it counts, he always votes against us.
Big zero. He never varies from the Democrat line.
No.
So.
No. But it's important. I don't care who they are. Know who your congressman is. You're right, Ann. One more time, it's the surge, and thank you. 202-224-3121, that's Capitol Hill. Ask to speak to your congressman's office and leave a polite message. Vote for the Trump bill. By the way, go to Amazon.com and grab your copy of On Power. It's there, baby. And have a fantastic night. Love you guys. See you tomorrow.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. And I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.